Now, I remember early in the early days when I didn't know how to pray. Grew up in a praying family. You guys know my dad would get us up at 5. This is a story you guys have heard it many times. Dad gets up at 5:30 in the morning, and he would pray with us as a family. That's the first thing he did every morning. Remember, he would play Ron Canole. That was, he got a high five, so he'd play Ron Canole, and we would wake up in the morning and pray for an hour every day, except for on the weekends, we would go to prayer because we had prayer on at a Victory Assembly of God. And then when I got old enough, I was in charge of prayer time at the church for the men, because the men would pray at 5:30. They'd pray at five, start at 5:30, and I had to get to the church at 5 to put the coffee out for the men. And so I would pray with the men of our church when I got 16 and I got my license and I was able to drive across the river. That's what I did. It was my intern service for the church where my dad was pastoring. I just got the coffee ready for them. And the truth is that's how I learned to pray. But there was times where I just didn't know how to pray, but I would listen to men of God that would pray. And they would pray like they really had a relationship with the Lord. There were no ums and they were like, Lord, we praying. I come to you this morning, Heavenly Father. And they would come and they'd go right in. It's like they had access. You know what I'm saying? Access. They would just walk right in to the throne room. The Bible says we can do that. He says you can boldly go to the throne of grace and obtain mercy to find grace to help in time of need. We have access. Say that with me. We have access. You have access to the King. You have access to be able to, and the way to do that is for you to be able to pray and to be able as a vehicle for you to be able to touch God, just as John Osteen was talking about. Now, I believe that when we pray, as we pray, now God hears us. Now, here's the promise. Now, I quote a lot of scripture. I quote a lot of scripture, but it isn't scripture. The promise is this, that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. Is that true? I didn't make that up. The Bible says when we pray according to his will, what he wants, not what I want. That's why Jesus prayed the perfect prayer. And that is not my will, but your will be done. Not what I want, but what you want. And so I was talking to my kids one day. Luke was like, Dad, how do I know that God wants what I want? And I go, you can be rest assured that there are some things that you want that he doesn't want. Rest assured, there's some things that you want that he does not want. But what he wants for you is the best thing for you. What his desire is for you is the best thing for you. So that's why we pray, God, not what I want, but what you want. Some of y'all think you're praying what he wants, but it's not necessarily what he wants. Some of you are praying, God, change my marriage, change my wife, change my husband. And God's saying, I'm going to change you. Change my finances. God's like, I'm going to teach you to be a better steward. Lord, help me to make more money. Lord's like, I want to teach you to live within your means. God, change my children. Change, they are this, they are that. Well, I have found that there's some things that I was doing that needed to change. Amen? And as much as you want somebody else to change, how many of you know that you can't change the other person? You cannot change the other person. Isn't that right, Pastor Terry? We say that all the time in Free Indeed. You be like, Lord, won't you just change them? Cast the devil out of them in the name of Jesus. Satan just all in there. If I part back their hair, I should see 3 sixes. I know that just, I know Satan is in there somewhere. I know he's in there just working. The devil is busy. You know, y'all be saying, we were saying stuff like that. But the truth is that God wants to change you. He wants to change your attitude. He wants to change your life. He wants to change your outlook. He wants to change you from the inside out. And so that's why you pray, God, not my will, but your will be done. Because some of y'all are praying things that he just said, that's not even on his radar. I remember when my mother left my dad. Mama just got saved. My mom claims that she'd been saved her whole life, but I heard from some of her friends. Anyway, I know, Mom, you're going to be watching this. You weren't saved all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like you told us. But anyway, I know some of your friends. Anyway, but she goes, I had gotten saved. And she goes, your daddy did not want to come in. And he did not want to get saved. And I prayed for him. And so I was looking in the scriptures where I could leave my husband because he would not come into the faith. And she goes, I was looking from Genesis to Revelation. She was looking for scripture to leave him. And so she said, finally, she found a scripture that said, "Oh, wife, how do you know that you cannot save your husband through your chase?" And she flipped over that one real fast. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't want to see that. And she said she left. So she left him. She just absolutely left him. She said they didn't get divorced, but she left him. And my dad still tells that story to this day. When he tells it, he'll do like they do in the old Westerns, where he'll walk off and look up to the sky. And he goes, "Man, your mother left me." He'll be looking off to the horizon and be like, "Dad, what are you looking at?" He's just like, "She took the sheets off the bed. She took the curtains off the rod. She took all the silverware out of the drawers. She left me." Then he'll look back to the horizon. "She took the freeze out of the freezer. She took everything." And I said, "Well, what happened?" He goes, "All of a sudden, I was driving down the highway in 1977 going to work. And I got tired of living the life that I was living. And so I pulled over on the side of the road in Houston, Texas, and I gave my life to the Lord as I was crying. I couldn't even see anymore because I was crying, and I gave my life to the Lord." He goes, son, I never looked back. I've been following the Lord ever since. And he goes, "It was your mother's prayers that prayed for me so that I could come to know the Lord." And so the truth is that no matter what's going on, you have no idea the effects of what your prayers could be doing right now as you pray. Amen. You'd be praying for somebody you think is not working, but you don't know God's working on their heart. You don't know God sends somebody across their path. You don't know God is setting up angels around them. You don't know that they're having dreams and visions in the night. You have no idea. So what is your job? Continue to pray. I'm going to pray no matter what. I'm going to pray whether I see results or not, because I'm leaving the results up to God. You hear what I'm saying? Here's how I do it. We're talking about praying the word just for a few minutes. Turn to Psalms chapter Psalms 100. You've heard this Psalms before. I'm going to read it. It's a short psalm, but I'm going to read it because, and then we're going to go into Matthew and some of these other verses. He says this: "So make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence." If you want to start off, how do we begin prayer? Just come before his presence with singing, knowing that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You want to know how to start a prayer? You can start your prayer with, "Lord, I thank you for who you are." You can just thank the Lord. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. That's how I start prayers. I start off prayer. When I start off prayer, I start off thanking him. Well, how do you know that's the right thing to do? Well, it says it right here. But then even in the prayer that Jesus told his disciples to pray, he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Thank you for his name, who he is. Come run into his gates. That's where I start. When my kids want something from me, they don't come in just asking. They try to throw a compliment my way. Amen? And they don't work on Vanessa, because I'll be like, "Girl, you look so good today." She'd be like, "What do you want?" "Well, there's a sale going on at Bass Pro Shop right now." Just call, you know what I'm saying? So she said, "You cut to the chase." She don't want no compliments. She goes, cut to the chase. But God's not like that. Just bust up in there with thanksgiving. Don't just walk in there with your requests. Go ahead and thank him for who he is. I love it when my kids just want to spend time with me and not just want me to do something. Amen? Anybody else like that? Yesterday, I got put new tires on my daughter's car. It was just for four tires, $600 for four tires for a little car. I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" And so she was like, "Dad, I love you." And I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Here you go. But the truth is that God loves it when we praise him. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Bust up in there with some praise. Amen. Get up and just say, Lord, I want to thank you for who you are. I thank you, Lord, that you're a good God. I thank you, Lord, that you're a merciful God. I thank you, Lord, that I exist today because of you. I thank you that I live and breathe and have my being in you. I thank you, Lord, for the air in my lungs. I thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord, that you made me. Some people didn't get up this morning, but I did, and I just want to thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that you have made opportunity for me to be able to work. I thank you, Lord, for my family. I thank you, Lord, for my wife. I thank you, Lord, for my kids. And Lord, everything ain't perfect, but I serve a perfect God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or think. I thank you, Lord, that you're a good God. I thank you, Lord, that I have the mind of Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you bless me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I thank you, Lord, that you've given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. I thank you, Lord, that I have food on the table. Lord, that the bills are paid. Lord, some of them ain't paid yet, but I know that I serve a God who owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Not only that, I thank you that your name is Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider, and your grace is sufficient for me. I thank you, Lord, that we get to come to this church and walk and worship freely. I thank you, Lord, that this is a building on the inside, but you're equipping us to go out on the outside and be the church to the unchurched. I thank you, Lord, that you've given me opportunities. I thank you, Lord, for open doors today. I thank you, Lord, for the closed doors. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in my life. I thank you. There's something about thanking the Lord when you pray. You can bust up in there and thank the Lord. And you know what? It'll change your attitude. It'll change you. Amen. So he says that. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and then enter his courts with praise. Turn to Philippians chapter 4 real quick. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 4. Here's what it says. It's rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. I love that. I love that. He said rejoice in the Lord, and then again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. We just got through saying it. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything prayer and supplications. Supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And here's what it says. May you go in with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, but then at the same time, he tells you, give him supplications and let your requests be made known to God. Now, I struggled with this one for a while because I'm like, why am I praying to a God who already knows what I have need of before I ask? Why am I praying to this God that already knows? I'm going to him because he tells me to, but he already knows what I have need of, but I'm making my request known to God. Now I asked the Lord that one time. He's like, listen, here's the truth is, I already know what you have need of before you need it, but what you think you need, you may not really need. But when you make your request known to me and it's through the word, then I will do it because it lines up with what I want. And what I want for your life is better than what you can want for your life. Amen? He's better than good. I mean, he's good, but he's like amazing. Because the thing that I'm thinking that I want is better than, is not better than what he wants. That's why he wants us to reposition and get his prayer aligns us with his to reposition with him so that we can see the way he does. That's what prayer does. Lord, I'm not looking at this right. I'm not looking at something going on here that I'm not looking at. Will you help me be repositioned so I can see the way you do? And he says he'll do it. Do you know why? Because he says that you are seated in heavenly places. Some of y'all need to take a seat. My grandma used to say this, Big Mama used to say this, boy, get somewhere and sit down. Because I was a busy kid, as you can tell. I was one of them busy kids. She goes, boy, get somewhere and sit down. And she goes, Big Mama ain't going to say it but one time. Amen? Or I'm going to get a Switch, you know what I'm saying? Not a Nintendo Switch like some of you Caucasian people think. Not a Nintendo Switch. It was a real Switch. It was like one of them real Zorro. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's like, well, he's talking about a Switch. She was going to enjoy him. No, that's a different Switch. Y'all Caucasian people don't know nothing about it. Anyway, the truth is, Big Mom only had to say it one time. Now, some of you are laughing, but I want you to listen to me. God is saying to you, I've said it once, I'm not going to say it again. So he goes back to this and go, he says this. What did I say? What did I say? What was the promise that I gave you so many years ago? What did I say? It's not going to return unto me void. What did I tell you? What did I say? I said that I would provide for you. I said that you blessed. I already have blessed you. I've already given you everything. What did I say? Because if he said it, he's going to perform it. How do you know? His word says that he watches over his word to perform it. That means it's going to be done. Pray according to his will and his word. So that's what we do. That's what we do. Pray according to his will. Now, turn to Matthew chapter 6. This is the last thing I'm going to do. I'm going to pray the word of God. Matthew chapter 6. What does that look like? Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start at verse 5. Now get this. He says, and when you pray, remember he didn't say if, when you get around to it. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, he says it again, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. And this is where we're going to start. Our Father in heaven. And this is how I pray. My Father would pray this prayer for an hour. Let me tell you how he would do it. He goes, our Father, Lord, I want to thank you that you're a good Father. You're a father to the fatherless. I want to thank you, Lord, that not only you're a good father, but you're a great father. You're an amazing father. And because you're a good father, Lord, I need a revelation of your love. I need a revelation of the Father's love, of your love today. And the love that I had yesterday is not enough because I need it today. I need a fresh revelation of your love. I thank you, Lord, the reason why I need a fresh revelation of the Father's love because you're a good father is because your perfect love cast out all fear. And because the Father's love, Lord, infiltrates my heart and my mind, I thank you, Lord, that I receive right now the love of the Father. Not only do I receive it over myself, but I receive it over Vanessa right now. I pray the love of the Father would come over her and over her life, that it would cast out any fear that she has. I pray that over CJ. I pray that over Luke. I pray that over Braden. I pray it over Ainsley. I pray that they'd receive the love of the Father today that would cast out any fear. I pray, Lord, that they would see you as Father, that they would see you as the amazing Father, the good, good Father that you are. So I thank you, Lord, that you're an amazing Father and that you will give them the love that they need so that they can accomplish the things that you've called them to accomplish in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you're in heaven and we say, hallowed be your name. I thank you, Lord, that your name is great. The name Jehovah is great. Not only is your name great, but your name is Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. Your name is Jehovah Nisi. You're our banner and protector. Your name is Jehovah Rohi. Lord, you're our shepherd. Your name is Jehovah Rapha. You're our healer. Your name, Lord, is great and greatly to be praised. I thank you, Lord, that we can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. I thank you that there's power in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, not only is there power in the name of Jesus, there's power to break every chain that is in my life. I thank you, Lord, not only that, but that hallowed be your name over my family, over my wife, over my children, over this church. I pray, Lord, that your name would reign above it all. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. And I thank you, Lord, that it's your kingdom. It's not my kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will be done. Your kingdom come in my life. Lord, kingdom of God come, will of God be done in my life. Not my will, but your kingdom come. Lord, it's not my kingdom because the kingdoms of this world are passing away, and the kingdoms of our God are becoming the kingdoms of this world. I thank you, Lord, that your kingdom come, will of God be done in my mind, in my thinking. Lord, I pray that your kingdom would come to change the way that I think. The kingdom, your kingdom come, your will be done in my family's life, in my wife's life. I pray that it will be done not only that, but also in this church and the members of this church. Your kingdom come, your will be done in every sphere of influence that I have going on right now. Your kingdom come, Lord, on my job. Your kingdom come, Lord, in my finances. Your kingdom come, Lord, in my marriage. Your kingdom come, Lord, in my children. Your kingdom come, Lord, in my house. Lord, your kingdom come in my relationship. Your will be done in my relationships, in everything that I have going on, because it's not by my might nor by power, but by yours, says the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that not only that, but your will be done. Whatever it is that you want. Lord, I change and exchange whatever it is that I want for whatever it is that you want, because I know you have great things in store for me. So I thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I not only pray that, but on earth as it is in heaven. Right now, I'm praying in earth, but I am earth because I'll return to dust. But I pray that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray that it'll be done on earth as it is in heaven in my house. Not just in my house, but the White House. I pray, Lord, that you would change everything about that house, change everything about my house, and also your kingdom come, your will be done in this house, the house of the Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that your will be done, your kingdom come, will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, not what we want, but what you want. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I'll take that prayer and I'll pray it because it's the word of God. It's his will. And then I'll go in and pray and also pray, give us this day our daily bread. Oh man, I just continue to pray. And I go all throughout the scripture. Not only do I pray that, then I'll go and do the next thing. In Ephesians chapter, that the God of the Lord of Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, I need the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. I pray those prayers. Not only over me, I prayed over my wife. I prayed over my children. I prayed over you. I prayed over these pastors. I prayed over our leaders. I pray those prayers because they line up with the will of God. And whatever his will is, will be done. Is that true? So demonstrate that. That's how I pray. Some of you just like, what about just picking up the red phone and going, help? I do that too. Sometimes I pick up the bad phone. Be like, Lord, I need you to come in today. I need you to come because everything is going crazy. I need to come. I need you to come and have your way. And then he'll give me a scripture. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will rule and guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. So I pray the peace of God and I pray the will of God. And so that I can produce the righteousness of God to be able to do what is the will of God over my life. And so I try to pray his word and as much as I can, because I know that his word lines up with his will and he watches over it to perform it. So I want to encourage you to pray these prayers. We got this out. It's not only do we put it on our refrigerator. I keep it on. I got it in every Bible that I have. I have it in my iPad. I have it just so I just pray. Those are my prayer times. And after I've prayed those long prayers, whatever it is, I don't care how time. Sometimes the first time I did, I just read through it because that's all I could do. But then the Lord would give me certain scriptures to go with the scriptures that went with the scriptures for the scriptures that I had. And I would just pray those. And then those prayers turned into like an hour long, just begin to pray them. And then after I prayed all those prayers, I just sit. I just listen. Just listen. There's a place I go to. There's a place in our house that I go to. There's a place that I have another office that I go to. And it's so quiet. And I just sit and I just listen. I hear nothing. I want to tell you, some of you need to be comfortable with being quiet. You need to be comfortable with just being quiet. It's okay to be quiet. You don't always have to have noise. We've gotten to the place where we're more comfortable with noise than we are with the quiet. Because he says this, in the quiet, in the stillness, you are there. Some of you, it's not in the earthquake, it's not in the fire, it's not in the wind, but in the still small voice. He speaks to us. It's all right with just sitting and just being quiet. Some of y'all are like, I can't do that too long. I'll fall asleep. I've done that too. Sometimes I needed it. Remember Elijah when he was running from killing and Jezebel. And Jezebel, and all of a sudden he goes to the cave. And the Bible says that the journey's too great. So he fell asleep because he was so depressed. And the angel woke him up and baked him a cake and a jar of water. And then he went back to sleep. Some of y'all need a nap and a snack. Yeah, y'all know I got a message working. I'm working right now. I'm cooking a message right now called a nap and a snack. Some of you need a nap and a snack, and it's all right. Amen.